Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritus Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I wish you all, my brothers, my sisters, a happy Easter. Today, we want to reflect on the meaning of Easter. This message was delivered on Easter Sunday. My brothers and sisters, it is a fact that Yeshua, the one who saves from Nazareth, sentenced to death by the Romans and buried, is alive, as Yahweh said he would in Hosea chapter 6 verse 2, and as Jesus himself noted in Luke's Gospel chapter 9 verse 22. The resurrection of Jesus has changed the story of humanity. No longer will he die. No longer will you die. No longer will he or she die and be forgotten. Rather, he or she will pass through death and be clothed with immortality. It's a new beginning, my brothers, my sisters. This is not a once upon a time story. Hence, it is not a myth. Rather, it is a gospel message of the divine, born of a woman and fostered within the tribe of David, who revived the gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verse 18, the prophetic and liberative message of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 61, and for the raison d'etre of that message, embraced death on Golgotha, was buried in the tomb, and in today's gospel, in the gospel of Easter, Easter Sunday, Easter Vigil, Mary of Magdala and the disciples of Jesus all testify that Jesus has risen from the dead. In fact, my brothers and sisters, St. Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14, that our celebration today, this moment, is based on the fact that Jesus rose from the dead. Hence, our faith is not useless. Your faith, my faith, is not useless. And hope, our hope is not in vain. Our hope in the resurrection is not in vain. Our hope, my brothers, my sisters, I repeat, is never and will never be in vain. Thus, we proclaim a faith established through the mercy of God, revealed through the icon of the invisible God, Christ Jesus himself. Yes, Bishop Barron calls him the icon of the invisible God, Jesus Christ himself. Thus, my brothers and sisters, Yahweh did not give up on us. Hence, there is hope that this moment of stay home will be for you, will be for me, a revival of our faith and trust in God. Make this moment of stay home a revival moment for you. Whether we live or die, the resurrection, says Bishop Robert Barron, is the great indication that Yahweh has renewed the world. Yahweh has renewed the world. The world is no longer the same. Hence, he has a new plan for your life here on earth and in the world to come. Secondly, the resurrection of Jesus has ended the tyranny of death. Death, where is your sting? Says St. Paul. The resurrection has also brought to an end those ideologies that promote hate and division. He says, I have come to establish peace within this world. Thus, we believe that through the death of Jesus and his resurrection, we will be redeemed and delivered from the chains of COVID-19 and be rejuvenated, yes, we will be delivered. We will be saved. The truth is, my brothers, my sisters, God has not forsaken us because the Father did not forsake Jesus on the cross and in the tomb. He says in the Gospel of John chapter 12 verse 32, when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to me. He will draw you to himself because we belong to him anyway. Therefore, like the Israelites did after their deliverance in Exodus chapter 15, let us sing to the Lord, praising him, for he will surely deliver us this moment. Deliver us this moment. Yahweh will deliver you this moment. He will protect you this moment. He will guide you this moment. He will give back to you all that the enemy had taken this moment. May the Lord bless you. We shall overcome this epidemic, and Christ will restore our losses. In Jesus' name, amen. May he bless you. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, we also know that today is Easter Monday. It is a beautiful day. Jesus also calls us today to be angels of the resurrection, to be messengers of the resurrection. He is not asking us to become angels, but he is asking us, in other words, to focus on the office of angels. And what is that office? To become messengers of the resurrection, messengers of the word. Yes, it is hard to be a messenger of the word because we are afraid. The apostles were afraid. Mary of Magdala was afraid. However, in today's gospel, having been visited by the Lord, Peter stood before the crowd and proclaimed the message of resurrection. Hence, my brothers and my sisters, we are called to uphold the gospel of the Lord. When you understudy the gospel of the Lord, you are empowered. When you become empowered, you are able to proclaim that word with power and authority. Embrace the word of God and open yourself to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit minister through you. And when you are open to the Spirit, the Holy Spirit takes control and helps you to deliver the word of God. The Holy Spirit takes control and helps you to testify positively about your life, about your family, and about things around you. May he bless you on this Easter Monday and continue to be with you through Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.